right, hello, podcastians. Welcome to episode 14 of the Akron Hour podcast. This is your host, Paul Robinson. Today we got a special treat here because my co-host is one of the guests included in the band that we have in studio today, the Violent High Fives.
Yep.
Holla.
It's Richie Cole.
Hi.
Seth Grable.
Woo!
And Paul Gilbert.
Present.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast. A lot of things going on. I'm back in school. Got a new job. I don't live anywhere near Highland Square area anymore. Kind of sucks because I don't get to see my friends as much. But
yeah, how's the big city treating you?
It's a very small city, actually.
Oh. Where do you live?
Northfield.
Did you go to, like, Mary Tyler Moore and, like, throw your hat up and it froze?
A little bit. It's like Macedonia.
Your hat back.
I kind of just, I sleep and I work and I go to school and I sweat.
Mm-hmm.
When it's you're hot right now, everybody can tell that it's the heat exhaustion is taking it out of me. But
It's quite hot for September.
I've been friends with all these guys for quite a while. You know, for the listeners out there who don't know you guys, how long have you been a band?
I believe it's, technically it's 3 years.
Yeah, Paul and I have been playing together for like 3 to 4 years now.
Sounds right.
And Seth joined like 2 years ago.
When I was a little boy.
When the, Kaya was a little girl.
So did you guys, I think you guys all met in different ways, didn't you? Like you didn't all come together at once.
Right.
You had a different drummer at one point.
We came to individually.
We came.
Simultaneously.
Came separately but together.
Yes. Separate but together.
Super
We all feel it when...
And
the whole crew feels it, you know.
Crash!
Yeah. Crash.
Lightning in the sky.
And the name, the Violent High Fives, that's changed. It used to be Space Girl.
There were so many names.
Many names.
Yeah. Started with Fake High School Girlfriend.
Fake High School Girlfriend.
I don't think that ever was an official name.
We never played a show as that.
I think our shows consisted of...
We were Magicus at one point.
Magicus.
Oh, yeah, I remember
we
that.
We were Hey, Wait, What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No.
That would have been good at Bonnaroo. Hey, Wait, What's playing at the Witch Tent?
Hey, Wait, What was like, it was an interesting concept. But
I think
just,
we were all just really high.
Yeah, that's, it, you were like, hey, wait, what? And then I say our name, they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, this is going to become a very large thing of me explaining the name instead of us being, hey, that's just a name for the band. So,
you know.
It's not as clever as the band.
I kind of like the Violent High Five.
It just kind of fell out, right. You know? It was a very natural progression because it's what we do.
And I got one of your EPs that you released recently. Mm-hmm. We'll get more into that later. But I put it into my CD player in my car, and you know how it like reads the disc and it puts the info on there?
Yeah.
It only has enough room to fit the Violent High. So you guys are the Violent High. Whenever I listen to you in my car.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
The Violent High. Well, that was one of the that's one of the basis of the name.
Yeah.
Because one time we all got way too violently high. I rolled a really big joint and then it doesn't matter. It's just pot. And we were smoking it and
smoked like half of it.
It was just enormous for no good reason. And we've got like halfway through and we're like, whoa.
I go to Richie, I'm like, what did you do to us?
What have you done to all of us?
And then I saw the rest, I'm like, and what did you do to us later?
Yeah.
So there was still half of it for later.
I don't even remember.
Was that before like a show or while you were practicing?
It was for a practice.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
For people who've never heard you before, this seems to be a harder question to answer for most of the bands in the Highland Square area. I don't know if it has to do with being a hipster or just nowadays current music is just harder to... categorize, but what genre would you consider yourselves?
Oh, I was wondering where you're going with that question.
Electric.
I'm going for longer lead-ins.
We're electric buttholes.
Yeah,
I would say
kitten folk.
Kitten folk.
With lasers.
Yeah, the music is. It's hard to like nail down because like you don't want to be that band that says, "Oh yeah, I sound you know like Aerosmith," and you're like, "Oh, you're that Aerosmith."
That's
band.
Actually us though.
Yeah, we are Aerosmith.
Yeah, I knew that.
But
I just didn't wear all of my things.
Seth, you kind of do have a big Steven Tyler look.
/ Katy Perry.
So, I mean, like, I think elements of our music, there's a lot of rock stuff. There's some more folky stuff.
Space metal.
Balls out.
Kitten ninja attacks.
With tractors.
Tractor beams for eyes. I think it's also derived, though, like, you know, at this point, you know, all right. you know, some songs, and then Richie writes his own songs, and then they just kind of mesh together. So.
And they just use me.
Yeah, use you for your drumness.
Yeah.
And they tie me up in the basement.
You all do have
feed
really,
me pancakes.
Ooh, pancakes are delicious.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
They're fat, though, I mean.
Bread mix is
like,
fat.
You guys, I just want, you know, you can tie me up and feed me pancakes whenever.
Gluten-free pancakes.
Anyone who's listening,
free pancakes.
I'm down with that. It's fine.
Yeah, if they weren't vegan pancakes.
They got to be kosher, though. Like, don't try to feed me your bullshit pancakes.
When a rabbi has to come and bless your pancakes?
Yep. Absolutely.
So no bacon pancakes.
No bacon pancakes.
bacon pancakes.
I've heard your guys' songs plenty of times, and I'd have to say it's hard to put you in a genre. And it probably has to do with all of you guys having different musical tastes and it coming together. And as good musicians, you should be ever-changing your sound. And
we're like that shitty flavor of ice cream that was all of them put together.
Oh, the Superman ice cream?
Superman.
Yeah.
It's like they just squashed a cartoon together.
Yeah, right. They just gutted
murdered all of its guts.
We're a really, really bad flavor of ice cream.
We're the yellow part of Superman ice cream.
I've seen Richie be called Clark Kent before.
I have.
The Fox.
I am wearing the Clark Kent glasses. Oh, I've also been called the Fox before.
Richie the Fox.
By my ex-girlfriend's gay neighbor.
More on that later. How did all of you...
We have a very 90s sound, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely... Yeah. I think that's a lot for me, like, vocal-wise. I listen to, like, a lot of Incubus and...
I was going
to
say the song Drive, like, in the 90s on the radio all the time. That song in particular, one of your songs, I wouldn't say reminds me of it, like, sound-wise. Like, it doesn't sound like the song Drive, but it takes me back to that, like, being in the car listening to that song in the 90s.
I would say we're probably, like, American rock and roll.
Yeah.
Paul Gilbert.
Just balls to the wall.
Just you know.
AC/DC.
Paul Gilbert.
Freedom. Justice.
America.
Paul Gilbert really likes Pearl Jam.
I do like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, influences. What are some of your influences?
Oh.
So we can get an idea of the eclectic tastes.
I was just hanging out with Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry is definitely one of our influences.
Timecat is your number one influence?
Timecat, probably.
Dave's probably one of my influences.
Dave has influenced some of my songwriting. Dave Hammer. David Hammer, the one.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not from Ohio and you don't know who Dave Hammer is,
you will.
Can I clear the air real quick, too?
Yeah.
I really like the Black Keys. And
I also like the Black Keys.
They are like the capstone of Akron rock and roll, which is like something I'm very blessed to be a part of. Akron rock and roll is probably my favorite style of music.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff
and there's
that's
a
happening
ton
now.
There's a ton of that
shit.
Oh,
yeah, everything's happening.
It's all over the place.
I find it interesting. I keep getting, like, Facebook-like things because, like, Black Keys, weren't they, like, on this street in Akron? Didn't they live on Corson?
They live across the street from Jerry and Natalie. For a minute there.
Oh, really? Is that that spot? I keep getting like face like you might know. I'm like, oh, I wish, but I don't.
Yeah, the spot where Jam Night used to be, Jam Night. That's now the Spacement, and then right across the street from there is like one of the producers that does all kinds of stuff for all the bands. Like he just did Dave Hammer's new disc, and he did all the Tall Tales stuff.
It's a really good disc. I picked that up recently.
Yeah, it's so cool being in Akron and from Akron.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity here. I think sometimes people don't like to express their interest in the Black Keys to try and.
I know,
rise above
like
the,
right. Yeah,
I
like,
hate
yeah,
that.
Like
it's
you're
stupid.
Like too cool to like
yeah,
the Black
they're
Keys.
They're popular now. We can't
right,
like
yeah.
them.
I mean, just fucking listen to
that's
it. Their
more
music's
of a
amazing.
To embrace it.
Yeah,
there's
it's
a
incredible.
Reason why they're worldwide known now.
Yeah. Plus, I like taught Pat Carney how to play the drums, so it's not that big of a deal.
I believe that. What has been the most memorable show you've played, whether it be because of the venue or the crowd atmosphere? What's a good memory that each of
that's
you individual,
a good question.
Individually
Porch Rocker
had?
Was pretty memorable.
Yeah.
This all most recent one? Or
yeah,
the one you played
mostly
last
though just because of like the early morning drugs and playing for grandmas.
Yeah.
We actually just got an email right before this podcast, and someone said, "Hey, I saw you guys play at Porch Rocker. You should play this show." I'm like, "Oh, you were one of the four people at 11 o'clock that was watching us." So.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys played at 11 this year?
Yeah.
It was an early show, but I think it was better. It was fun for us because we got our set out of the way, and then we could explore the rest of it.
We popped the sonic cherry of the Highland Square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last year, I remember you guys kind of being all frantic about setting up for your show more in the middle of the afternoon that you didn't get to really enjoy the festival.
Well, I was frantic.
Yes.
But we also tore down, set up, played a show, tore down, and set up to play another show. And that was one of the quarter days where Timecat actually played, and then I released that disc. And it's on their SoundCloud if you want to hear live from the this particular basement.
From all hole in the ground.
From all basements.
Live from your own basement. Timecat.
Yeah, no, I really like that show. I know that it was very frantic, but, you know,
That was great. That was you know.
You know, like the show.
I didn't really say anything there.
The party afterwards was, you know, there was a lot of setup, but, you know, Timecat played. Yum Yum Kitty played. Who else played? There was another band.
Us.
We played.
That's it.
Is that it? Oh, well, but, you know, it was such a great atmosphere to have everyone, you know, be pumped about what happened outside the day earlier, and then just bring, kind of pick and choose our favorite bands just to come back to our house and play with us.
I think John Mash played an organ solo.
Yeah,
oh, that was pretty cool.
This
is a different one.
Dave and Jerry.
Yeah, during Dave and Jerry jam.
No, he ruined it completely. It sounded perfect with Dave and Jerry, and then
on like a Casio.
Yeah, all you could hear in the recording was the loud keys.
Oh well.
Speaking of Porch Rocker, I was going to mention this later on, but since we're on the subject, a lot of people listening to this probably don't know that in Highland Square this year, most recently, it was like last week they had Porch Rocker?
Yeah, it was last week.
It was their fourth annual, and it's a music festival deemed this name due to the local communities offering their various porches used as interchangeable stages for about 100 different bands. You guys played, and this was the second time. How did it go this time compared to last time?
It's actually the third time.
Oh, this is the third time you guys played Porch
Rocker? Well, the first one...
Rock porches.
The first time we just kind of went out on our front lawn because it was actually... going on. Porch Rocker is designated to certain streets every year, and they kind of mix it up. So the first year, we forgot to sign up, but we just kind of decided, well, we're just going to go on our front porch. Or
it's in this neighborhood.
Yes, and then...
Oh, I remember that. That's when I went on my healthy kick.
And
for about
2 days.
You were, like, really hungover that day.
And I was drinking almond milk.
And you came out for, like, a second, and you're just like...
No, I had to work that day.
Oh, yeah. You just came out for a second, and you had, like, this face on, like, holy fuck. I'm like, dude, you should have taken 5-HTP. Oh, wait, I was out of it. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't have any more.
I forgot about that. That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah.
If the porch is a-rocking...
Don't bother knocking, because it's just a porch.
Just come listen to the music. Just come sit because you can't knock on a porch.
I saw something... I saw, like, because they keep on posting...
knock on it.
They keep posting about it. I saw that it attracted like 10,000 people.
There was way too many people.
It needs to be spread out into more than one day.
I agree.
There's too much to do.
It should pretty much never stop.
I think like a weekend would be good.
Do a few things on Friday, have a big thing on Saturday where it starts at not 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
More like 1 would be fine. And then ends, like, we can have, like, a DJ set later, and then, like, do a couple things on Sunday, you know?
Because, like, there was, like, a comedy stage that I didn't know existed.
Oh, that's nice.
I was making balloon animals
like
and painting little children's cheeks.
There was silent disco.
Yeah, which I missed.
Yeah.
Silent disco.
So, like, you know, and, like, I had, like, a full day. Like, I was somewhere at every hour of it, and then I look later, I'm like, oh, I missed that. And
just... Yeah, I didn't get to see Mount Rats.
Mount
Rats. I didn't get to see
Little Sebastian
Pizza Ghost.
Was there.
I didn't see Pizza Ghost. I did get to see Acid Cats.
Are Wesley and the
Wesley Bright
and the Highlights?
Are they like a big band? Is that like
they're kind of
a
big deal?
They opened for
BNL, Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
Last yesterday.
For some reason, I've had this song Pinch Me stuck in my head for the past week. And it's kind of annoying, but
they're a Canadian treasure.
Comforting.
I always like to hear it 1 week.
Okay.
Stunt was actually my first CD, and I still listen to it.
Chinese chicken.
I'm not even
one and done. That's it. That's Paul's discography.
Yep. That's all you need. Just throw in some BNL and just let it play
all
day.
You call him BNL.
Hey, don't you dare disparage BNL.
BNL.
His fans call him Dave.
Dave.
Sounds wrong.
Oh, I actually heard someone refer to Dave Matthews as Dave. Like, I don't.
That,
I
guess that's a real thing that they made a joke about it on Community, and they're like, the fans call him Dave. And
I guess that's real. Turns out,
because you know,
if you ever, the guy was like, if you ever go to see Dave, it's great time. I'm like, oh, looks like we're not hanging out anymore
ever again.
So it's been a while since I've been in the Highland Square area. I haven't been here in like a month or two.
You mean the square area?
Yeah, yes.
Highland Squared.
I feel like you can take yourself out of Highland Square, but you can't take Highland Square out of you.
Yeah, and, it's a disease.
I noticed that mustard seed is thriving. I mean, I've been there a couple times, I haven't seen that yet. But
yeah, it's cool.
Have you noticed any big changes in traffic? Has it been like way more packed?
No, just parking.
Here? Lots of car wrecks.
Yeah.
But actually, they're having car
no,
wrecks?
No, I'm just...
What about all those buildings across from the matinee? And
we don't need to talk
no
about that.
They're still not built.
They're yeah. just they're there. They're working on it.
There's a lot of bricks, and they're fairly organized.
Freemasons made it.
Yeah, it is Illuminati things happening. Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
I see
sex with his slaves.
They finally put nice booths into Zubs, and I feel like they were like waiting booths. To put them into the nice place. They're like, wait, we're not going to open that for 7 more years.
Well, they're just wooden. They're not nice.
They're better than the cracked ones that they probably. Got from a dumpster.
Vinyl. Yeah.
They were waiting for us to morph into more civilized upper class civilians.
Animorphs.
Mm.
Animorphs.
Yeah.
Dude, I totally.
What would be your animorph animal, Paul?
I would turn into
a turtle.
That gray alien thing.
Gray
that was
alien?
Half centaur, half.
Oh, alien. The Andalite.
Yeah.
You very quickly pulled out that name.
I used to read animorphs.
Yeah, do you remember his name?
I just remember them from like the grocery store. Like, oh, look, that used to be a deer.
I don't,
now it's
oh,
a
his name was Axe.
It was Axe. It was, but it was longer. But they called him Axe, right?
Or Axemilly something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow, my brain.
Do you remember the Yerks?
Yeah, the things in your brain.
Slugs that go into your ear and they control you.
Hey, parasites. Paul.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you know that when a caterpillar changes into a butterfly, its body dissolves entirely?
Mm-hmm.
You do
and
now.
It's reborn?
It literally turns into goo.
It turns
and
into goo.
And then it sets itself.
And the proteins, like, completely reform themselves.
Well, did you know that once a month a female bleeds more than a pint of blood and they survive?
Are you serious?
That's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sleep on that.
On the
blood?
No, sleep on that thought.
Like, where would I find
oh,
that?
Oh, God.
I mean, one time I woke up
sleep
and...
Sleep on the blood?
Like, in a glass? Or... I don't...
Yeah, they drink it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to talk about these.
Clamato.
Things.
You're supposed to save it in a jar, right? And
yeah,
water and your plants with it.
That's how babies are made. You
take drip the semen into the blood.
Mom, what's this jar?
You?
That's your baby brother.
9 months
your baby
ago?
Brother.
Didn't you guys recently release your first EP?
Yes.
Kind of. I mean, they're just demos, but.
Just
it's
dangling.
You're being modest.
Demos.
It's an EP.
I did it. In a basement with all of
this
particular recording technology.
How do you think everybody else did their first EP?
The same way! On gold albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, on gold records.
Wearing golden diapers.
Let's get into it more. What's the name of the EP? How long is it?
I just released it as demos.
Oh, now?
The last time I made CDs.
Secret Bathroom and the Sneaky Booze.
Sneaky Booze and the Secret Bathroom.
It's the thing about us. You want to stay inconsistent so people don't know what it is.
Well,
yeah.
One EP
keep them guessing.
Has four songs. One EP has five songs.
Right?
No,
there's
four. I burned a few of them with just three songs.
They made me record like 12 songs.
They're still
coming. We're working on them.
Behind the music.
We're working on it.
Well, where can people get your music?
It's on SoundCloud. I put it on the SoundCloud.
Through speakers.
SoundCloud.com.
You can just come up to ask us.
Is it just
to play it?
Is there the in the SoundCloud URL? I think it's just
I'm gonna have to double
high-fives.
Check. I think it is.
You
just,
can Google it.
We can
just Google right? Violent High Fives.
We can look
SoundCloud
it up right now.
We're
and
on
then,
Facebook.
And
we're
then
on.
I can chop it in the editing process and just like.
I mean, I'll put it in the description for the episode.
Hey, how did you. Where can we find it? And then we'll just say it instead of saying all these things.
Yeah, you can just cut this out and put a very obvious SoundCloud.com/TheViolentHighFives.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, like I was very pleased. I know that it's still very early work, and then, you know, we have room to like. You know, get into a studio and whatever, but I'm still really proud of it. You know,
yeah, I mean, it's pretty good for me not knowing what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, but yeah, Richie's being modest. I mean, like, it's still a very good quality product. I mean, you know, anyone that
know
puts
that.
Things together will critique their own work. But, you know, this is my first experience recording something, and it's very nice to have something physical to hand someone and say, hey, I did this.
They did a really good job, Paul.
Yeah, yeah, I think it sounded
very
great.
Very hard.
I got it in my car, The Violent High.
The Violent High.
What about song meanings? I know, Paul, you write most of the songs, right?
Right, yeah.
Other than, I think, the one that Richie does.
I'm very partial to G.
G, yeah. As a writer, I try not to write about your typical, you know, girls are mean.
Right, as a person, I try not to date 20-year-old girls.
But it happens.
But...
and you know, Seth references the song G, and it's one of our songs that's exactly the opposite of what I've just said. But basically, I have a song that it's the only song that has cursing in it, and it's you know, we'll play it live here, I believe,
poop,
shortly.
And, crap, piss.
It's very angsty.
Boobs.
I was involved in a relationship where I lived with a girl and she didn't want me to have instruments in the house, and then she complained about not having songs written about her. So I wrote a very pretty song.
So he stabbed her.
Yeah. And I stabbed her with my lyrics.
I know the exact song you're talking about, yeah. And I have to tell you, every time I see you guys play live, that song is almost like your anthem. People like it.
If I'm in a new relationship and I really like that person, I still think about that song just in case. Just in case, yeah. Like, check.
Yeah,
you got it. It's there.
Keep yourself in check.
Yeah,
but it's we close with it every show. You know, it's we definitely want people to drink and, you know, relate to it.
We want people to have fun.
Yeah,
and think about their exes
and
who suck.
Not let anyone hold them back.
Yeah, and that was
we're here to like uplift. If people aren't pushing you forward, then fuck them.
Yeah,
basically
back them up. If they're not pushing you forward, then back them up.
Huh? Yeah, I like to write in chapters. Really, there's a lot of songs that will be like part one and part two, not necessarily titled that way, but you know, I like not to. I really try to focus on like concept songs. I've got a song that involves a kind of like Alzheimer's that kind of goes back and forth, and lyrics kind of go bounce back and forth of where certain pace will follow what the lyrics are supposed to be representing, and slow down and get quiet and get faster.
Well, we should do that all with all the instruments in that song. We all just gotta forget how to play.
Yeah, we're like, ah!
Oh, Jesus.
There's a trumpet for some reason. No. You're playing a trumpet with like a bow. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I can tell a lot of these songs that you wrote, you put a lot of work into, and I'm guessing, but they've probably been in the writing for years, right?
Yeah.
So it's not. Do you have any songs that you've recently started working on, or are most of the songs that you guys have on your EP something that you've been working on for years and they're just coming together?
It's a mix of both on the EP. We have one of our oldest songs in existence. Down the road, mm-hmm. which we call Slidey.
I call it Slidey because, like, the first note, I basically slide from one note to the next. I'm like, is that one where I do the Slidey
one.
Thing?
Let me have a newer one. It's more of a rock song, Launchpad McQuack. And then a song I probably wrote about 2 years ago called Creating Problems That Don't Exist. We just call it Cretus.
Cretus Pompous.
And then there's 2, 3, 4, which Paul probably wrote. Like,
I wrote it a long time ago, and I literally rewrote the verses like minutes before I decided to record it for the EP because I hated the lyrics. I'm like, this is a really good song, but the verses aren't where I wanted them. So.
I have a solo rap album.
It's very true.
It is true.
He does, I've heard that
Murder Beats. It's good.
Yeah, I've heard.
If you
want to
check that out,
SoundCloud.com.
Tell your girlfriend about it.
Murder Beats with a Z.
Murda, like M-U, like an old lady named Murda.
Murda.
Like Grandma Murda.
M-U-R-D-A.
Yeah.
Murda Beats. With a Z?
I don't think, honestly, it's not even on SoundCloud. You're going to have to talk to me about it.
Get at me.
You're gonna
find
have,
it on my
you're
No, you showed me. Right when
door.
You came back from Florida, you showed me. When you
yeah.
were living at Dave's.
Was that when you made it?
Yeah, I made it
a little
Florida.
Bit before that. You were a little self-conscious about showing it.
Yeah,
remember.
Well... It's very intimate. Yeah.
I hope to include that in some Violent High Five stuff
for
also.
Sure. Yeah. Some live rap.
Yeah.
Get the beats going.
I can dig it.
Hey, so this would be a good time to play that song that we were just talking about, the anthem one. What's the name of that song?
The song's just called The Letter G. Not The Letter G, but...
G.
Called G.
G. It's just G.
G.
All right, well, let's take a listen to G by the Violent High Fives live in the studio.
you to smile.
That was great, guys. That's a great Woo-hoo! Song. Good job.
Yeah, we totally just did
sounded
that.
Sounded great
actually.
In the studio.
Sounded like actually just slaying. Just did that.
And you're so modest about
good
how.
Good job, future
how,
me.
You're not good at recording stuff. I'm sure people who heard that thought it sounded great.
Cool. Right? We don't yeah. even know.
Thanks,
that it
people
was good,
out there.
No, we know it was fantastic. We know that. We just heard it.
Okay.
It's sure like a did. Ghost from the future past.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys have any shows coming up?
We have potential shows.
Yeah, we just got to talk to you about a guy from the Empire.
The Empire is a great venue, like it.
And Jilly's is also interested. Jilly's,
yeah.
Where is Jilly's? I always hear about Jilly's. Isn't it by...
it's right next to Luigi's.
Yeah, Luigi's.
Ghost Wolves are playing at Buzzbin 25th.
25th? Yeah. I can do that.
It's Friday?
That is a Friday.
Can you guys do that? Maybe?
Sure. 25th of September?
Yeah, like this believe? 2 weeks from now.
We're leaving the 26th for D.C., Richie.
Damn it. I'm going to have to get that day off of work, too. Are we leaving in the morning?
We're leaving like 8 a.m. so we can be there by like 2.
8 a.m.
Cute.
Is that what you're trying to do? Tell me to get closer?
Yeah, you gotta be closer to the mic. It's not picking you up very well.
Hello.
That's Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Paul.
Okay, so...
how about those Windians?
Yeah.
No. Are they? Is baseball even going on right now?
Yeah, it's still there for a while. The Indians really aren't that much in it. They're kind of, but very unlikely.
Aren't there like 5 million games in a season, so you never really know who's going to do anything till the end?
About, yeah.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I obviously know about baseball, but baseball, like playoff baseball starts in October, so okay. It's getting near. So there's... Well,
I remember over the years hearing things about like, oh, the Indians are doing terrible, and then by the end of the year they're like, oh, they're going to the World Series.
Yeah,
not that.
Yeah, and then
not
Jose Mesa
crazy,
fucks it up.
Don't,
God, Jesus.
My childhoods.
And then we trade Manny Ramirez.
We're all just waiting for the Cavs to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, LeBron, take you to the hole, baby.
So let's do a little bit of entertainment talk here. You guys see any good movies, TV shows, play any good video
Mad
games?
Max was fucking sweet.
Oh, you saw Fury Road?
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's good. It's real good.
Pretty intense.
Man, I'm super lame. I don't.
You don't engage in non-vegan vegan entertainment.
Hedge. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing some open courseware from Yale. That's about it.
Oh, okay. No big deal.
No big whoop.
I did.
It's on you. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. If you want to watch it, it's pretty. You
How's
know.
School going for you, Seth?
I'm kicking ass, man.
Kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah, dude. I'm carving out my nice little personalized spot in the math and physics department.
How do you feel about all that stuff going on with the University of Akron? Ohio's Polytechnic University.
Oh, God. They're going to hell.
Yeah.
All of them.
Scarborough.
It's cool. Yeah, I'm going to a different school next year.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Pasqualic?
Oh, peeing?
Is that what you're on the about? University?
Yeah, he peed on the
I
university.
I did hear about that, yeah.
And what? The yeah. cops came to
like
arrest
indecent
him.
Indecent exposure.
This is my town. Piss all over it.
And he got, like, his statement on the record is, the cops don't have anything better to do. I thought I'd give him something to do tonight.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's
that
awesome.
Is the mayor or ex-mayor of Akron, Ohio.
I know that guy.
I know that town.
He's in my restaurant all the time. Getting
that
hammered.
Dick anywhere. Right, he just fucking drinks every day.
And he drinks all the awesome wine that I have to go down to the basement to get.
Yeah. Mm. Pasquale, like, drinking that basement wine.
They keep all the best wine in the basement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are the liquor stores open on Labor Day? That reminds me. I need whiskey
oh.
in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
Dun,
you might be able to find a liquor store that's open.
There really aren't that many places that are closed. I mean, mine is, but
my heart is closed. To the
world. Most of my friends are working today. Is the mall closed?
No. I have people where I work that are doing my work for me today.
There's people being productive somewhere out there.
Yeah, just not us.
Not right here.
Nope.
You guys see that Metal Gear Solid game coming out? Or it already came out?
What?
I've never played any Metal Gear Solid.
I have not either.
But I saw the YouTube video for it, and I almost shit in my pants because it looks so badass.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stealth based game.
Yeah, that's what that is. Anyway, so
you guys see that? You guys see a meteorite like landed in Thailand today?
Nice.
Really?
There's a video. That. Like, there's dash cams.
One of the jobs I worked on at work recently.
Oh, that's so cool.
I am a third-party employee for Bethesda. No big deal.
Wow. 5 free lunch boxes.
I had to cut 20,000 of those down. Notice there's no info on the back because I had to take a blank one. Otherwise, it would be stealing and I could get fired.
Wow.
Right.
That's great, Paul.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Fallout shelter.
We're also working with Heineken, Bud Light, and the NFL right now. Right. So it's pretty badass.
Are you promoting football players to get wasted during games?
Yes.
Does Katy Perry call you on your lunch break?
I don't know who Katy Perry is.
Does Left Shark call you?
Left Shark call you?
What about Right Shark?
Right Shark.
What about Upper Tier Octopus?
You don't know who the sharks are?
These sound like guys that Don Pasquale would hang out with.
I saw Don Pasquale pissing on Left Shark.
Yeah. What about Lethargic Stingray?
Left Shark. Yeah. Hey, look it up.
Yep.
And then what's her name's nipple popped out?
Yep. I feel like
Justin
this is going to be like a blue
Justin
waffle.
Justin Timberlake's
thing.
Nipple popped out.
Yeah, Google blue waffle. It'll be great.
No.
It'll be great for your day.
What? I don't want to know.
You don't.
We should do like an entire segment where we just
ramble.
Tell people to Google things.
Go on Reddit and
Google
read,
your
read
butt.
Stuff. We can do 50-50.
Just type Google into Google and it blows up.
Oh, yeah. So we got business cards.
Yeah, back in our business cards. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, hey, can
breaking
I say
news.
For real? Boop, 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 boop. Go vote for Brian Parsons at the Akron Art
Prize. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It is super dang.
The Akron Art Museum?
Let's promote
no,
that.
No, it's the Akron Art Prize.
There's galleries at Summit Art Space.
Yeah, Summit Art Space.
Oh, okay.
And
so forth.
Go vote for Brian Parsons.
Is he doing his metal stuff?
I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's an enormous sculpture, and it's amazing.
Oh, is that what they were
massive.
Working on like
yeah.
when I went over there? Months ago,
yeah.
The Ouroboros snaking its own tail.
Jesus Christ! I've seen a video of that.
Conservation
it's
of
sad.
Mechanical energy and the universe eating itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're all little you know, pieces of the snake. Pie.
Puzzle.
Stargate.
Atlantis.
Battlestar. Pie.
Uh-huh. Galactica.
Battlestar.
I got a shirt that says "So Say We All."
Pie.
It's awesome. Is Dave Hammer still in town? Or did he go somewhere?
He's playing with Yes Ma'am.
Yes Ma'am?
Yeah, it's a sweet band from New Orleans. They're like doing real well for themselves.
Oh, yeah, I saw them at
the same band that was here a while ago?
Mustard Seed, right?
No, you didn't.
That wasn't them?
No, it wasn't a different band.
Dang, he's got a lot of Gnarlins friends.
Got all the Gnarlins friends.
Is he? But he's playing here, or he went back
to
Gnarlins?
No, it's some music festival.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Here, Josh Carter is opening up for like Bob Weir and all those fucking weird people.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Who's Josh Carter?
He's a good bassist.
Good friend from school that we went to. He went to Berkeley and became a badass guy with a bass.
Is that the guy who plays upright for Tall Tales?
No.
That's Jason. He doesn't live in Copley anymore, unfortunately. So Paul, you got tattoos. What's the meaning behind those?
Oh, well, actually, I have like a quarter sleeve, and it's actually for the first song that I wrote that we don't play anymore. It's actually, I have stories where it has like a siren. We had a song called Siren that had to get recycled, and hopefully we can bring it back. But it's tied up in past members not being a part of the band anymore. So, but I've got like tattoos. It has the notes that go around in a band, and it's got kind of like a siren over a bridge and stuff like that. I have Carpe Diem because, you know, I was 18 once, and like, yeah.
Isn't that one guy a Picasso thing?
Yeah, I have a tattoo of Picasso's old guitarist, and I made it with the blue guitar because that's the colors of my guitars.
And the girl with the hair looks like this.
Oh yeah, that's right. I totally forgot. I have a Scott Pilgrim tattoo. I forget about it because I can't see it, but I'm obsessed with the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and we actually have Launchpad McQuack as a joke from that movie, and it's a title of one of our songs that's on the demo right now. But
I always say that's not the real name,
but it actually
it is
in reality. And
that's the name of
and
our
fake
song.
High school girlfriend, which was one of our previous names, is also a line from that movie. And I actually watched it last night.
Awesome,
I've seen it. I've seen it jillions of times, and I'm reading the comics right now, actually too.
I was going to ask about the comics because the guy who wrote them was on Howard Stern not too long ago. I listen to Howard Stern like nonstop now because I have a limited subscription for free to Sirius, but that's beside. I digress.
You digress.
They said that, or he said he's coming out with like a newer series that they want to make another movie out of.
Ooh,
did you hear about that?
I did not, but I will see anything.
I would hope that, because I've seen the movie multiple times myself. Probably not as big of a super fan, but I think it's a great movie.
I'll make a movie out of you.
Yeah.
And I like how original the cinematography is, like the way they do like comic scenes in the movie.
Right, yeah.
If you've seen the movie, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they did a way better job than they did at that in the Hulk. Okay. With
Crouching
Edward
Dragon.
Norton.
No, I think the comic one you're talking about,
The
had,
Last Samurai,
was the first one that like the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon dude did, and it was
terrible.
Tom Cruise
was incredible.
What? No, it was Edward Norton. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Edward Norton one. I don't think Tom Cruise was ever the Hulk, but that would be funny.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, what? Keanu Reeves was the one, and he became the Hulk.
In Marvel Universe.
He just said, whoa. Where I was getting was I hope they would keep the same cast, because I thought Michael Cera did a good job playing himself.
Yeah, no. A lot of people actually complained when he was cast as Scott, but... just there was a big following to the comics before the movie came out, and everyone kind of.
He doesn't look like Scott from the comics because he's not drawn.
Yeah, he's not a cartoon.
He's a human being.
Well, he needs to fix that. He needs to take some salvia and fix that.
And so everything turns into cartoons?
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes. But, yeah, no.
So, Seth, you got tattoos. What's the meaning?
The one's an infinipede, which I think is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Obviously represents my heart. the other one's Sad Ugly, which is a pretty cool tooth-looking guy. And then I got a 330 tat. Actually, Ugly's hollering 330.
Nice.
Because that's how it goes down. And then this is a guy shaking his fist with kind of a weird leopard cone head, and there's some dice.
And Nick McMahon drew a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
Or some of it.
I got the dice in Austin at Psych Fest. Nice. In the VIP free section tattoo trailer.
You just like hand him a picture of Nick's art?
No, it was like this. You had to pick from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get a flower coming up out of it because it represents like probability and life in the universe.
Hmm. Flowers for Algernon.
Chances.
So, Richie, you have skin.
Functions.
Tell us about it.
I've got these dragon scales up this arm.
Is that a Game of Thrones thing?
Travel tattoo that wraps around your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it says cut here on my neck.
Yeah.
With a dotted line.
He's got a little cat showing its asshole around his belly button.
A bow tie right underneath his chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on my foot, I actually have a full-size
butterfly
tattoo of my own self.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it stretches across my entire body.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting huge butterfly dragon wings.
Yeah. The other day, my buddy Bill asked if I would ever get a tattoo, and I was like, you know the tattoo Steve-O has with himself doing the thumbs up on the back?
You're going to get that?
I was like, I'll just get that, and he's like, you're going to get a tattoo of yourself? And I was like, no, the
Steve-O.
Of Steve-O.
Of Steve-O.
I kind of want to get the Bender tattoo from Futurama on my ass.
That would be funny.
A little triangle.
But for shiny metal ass.
A little triangle would be cool somewhere.
A what?
A little triangle.
Yeah, I want to get the Alt-J Delta on my chest, and I wanted to say a flood of blood inside of it, but you know, that's just me.
Pink triangle from Pinkerton.
Pink, that would be cool.
On your sleeve.
Yeah, just upside down pink triangle.
Yep.
Just right here.
Gotta love Pinkerton. I miss that album.
Pinkerton is a great album.
I like Shapes.
Yep.
Shapes.
Shapes are cool. Quick quiz, pop quiz. Let's see what you guys know about Spanish. What does gato mean?
Cat.
It's cat.
All right. What does.
Your mom.
What does.
Eat.
What does Las Papas Fritas mean?
JoJo's.
Yeah,
close.
Obviously, potatoes.
French fries. Fried potatoes.
La Puerta de Muerta.
The port of dead people.
It's where you sail on
dead
people.
The door
of the dead. Ah, the door of the dead.
It's where we're all going to go as soon as this podcast is over.
Yep. I'm just trying to stretch it out as much as I possibly can.
Stretch it out and hope for the best.
Laffy Taffy.
That's what I do.
All right, so you guys played a live song that
girl,
I
shake
heard
that Laffy Taffy.
With my ears, and
Laffy
it sounded
Taffy.
Great.
Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy.
And you guys are going to play another song. No, you're not.
We can.
Oh.
Oh, something in
a song. Oh, I thought we were going
to Laffy Taffy. Dude, that would be a badass mashup. Laffy Taffy with We Will Rock You.
At the Square Bar.
Yeah.
Out.
That's our next.
Coming soon to your local place.
You guys know who Richard Cheese is?
No.
Yeah.
He's a lounge singer that does covers of obscene songs.
I think we've, yeah.
He's covered like Gin and Juice and stuff
yeah.
like that. But
my favorite one is, come on, get down with the sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers, get down with the sickness.
It's that Angry Monkey band, right?
Boulet.
That's Gorillaz, right?
The Angry
what?
Monkey Band. I was talking about Deserve because he seems very angry lately.
Oh, yes. My favorite song by Richard Cheese is Chop Suey. We just
Who let those
to the
dogs
other
go?
Day.
Who let those little puppies go?
He goes, why'd you leave the keys up on the table? And then you hear like people in the background. He wanted to. No, why did you leave the keys up on the table?
He wanted.
I think he wanted to. I don't think he trusts in my... self-righteous suicide.
So I was watching the show Hey Arnold this morning because I'm an adult that loves cartoons. And there was this guy that turned out to be like a fraud who doesn't play guitar or sing his own songs. But he had a song called Your Face and Wow. And I really want to cover it now.
Your Face and Wow.
So the line goes, I saw your face and wow.
That was from Hey Arnold?
Hey Arnold.
I was helping Jerry write a new song this morning. It was like... I don't want to be alone. I want to like somebody because I'm 28 years old. That was pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming to theaters near you.
Yeah.
Dude, I wrote a song with
Jerry.
In your
local basement.
I'm going to be 27. I can't relate.
Right, so I'm also 27.
Back when
I'm
going to
be 30. Too late for me.
Back when I used to live at 52 Corson, I was hanging out with Jerry and this girl named Julie and... a friend of ours named Gillian. She moved to Boston. Anyhow, we were hanging out. It was really hot, summer day, hanging out, and we found this, like, our neighbors threw a bunch of stuff away. We found some glasses and stuff, and then we found this couch. We put this couch on our porch, and then
well, hold on. Was it a sofa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was. Yeah, I don't know the difference between couches and sofas.
Sofas sound softer.
I just there's sofa king cool. All right, go.
So we were sitting on the porch, and Gilliam was like,
Tim Couch pulls up and is like, go deep.
Real deep.
Just trying to derail the conversation.
Because yeah. I have a hard enough time telling stories. You guys need to make it harder for me to actually.
You're getting
get
lost in
it.
Your adjectives.
Yep. Your verbiage.
So we were sweating, and Gillian said something about booby sweat. And so me and Jerry wrote a song called Booby Sweat.
Booby Sweat.
Mm.
Booby Sweat. Booby Sweat. And we were playing guitar and stuff. It was great. It was a great time.
I can see the perspiration.
We have joke songs in our band. I think we should play one of them. We have Show Me Your Titties Now.
Yeah, Show Me Your Titties Now.
There's cool. Sparkling Shimmering Vaginas.
Mm. That was great. That's always heard good. That
one. I want to plug Natalie to Chair right now, working on Raps for Moms Volume 1.
Mm-hmm. Natalie cool. The Chair?
Natalie to Chair.
Oh, I thought you said
it's about chair. You know, it's about like being a mom and have, you know, going hard and
Raising kids,
being a baby. What's your baby's thinking, you know? I'm a baby. I like tits.
Are they giving me that
Someone
milk?
Change my diaper when I shit. I'm a baby. Check it out, Natalie DeChera. She's on some hot shit.
Some hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the name of the album.
Heated Excrement.
Yep. Hardest Mom Alive Award.
.com
Emmy.
All right, so you guys are going to be playing one of your songs off your new EP.
Sure.
We'll just throw one of those on there.
Which is the EP doesn't have a name.
Yeah, it's Sneaky Booze and the Secret Bathroom.
Yeah. Sneaky Booze and the Secret Bathroom. You get to pick which name you like better.
Yep. It's vote.
The first time ever.
Call in right now at 1-800 Name the Violent Fives EP.com.
555-5555.
AH. 4.
The song we're going to end on is called Down the Road.
Down the Road.
Down the Road.
And it was written by Paul Gilbert.
PG.
It's about The Wizard of Oz, kind of.
It's true. Me and Richie were in a high school production of The Wizard of Oz. I actually just came across a picture of it. Richie was the Cowardly Lion.
I was.
And I was the Scarecrow. And I decided to write a song from the point of view of what
Dorothy.
Happens. Except was Dorothy. I decided to write...
They said I had the right kind of hair.
He really did. He already had red shoes. And it just kind of worked out. But I wrote a song from the point of view of the Scarecrow, like what happens afterwards. He's like, well, you know, like we had this adventure. Now you're just going to bounce back to your crap hole in, you know, Kansas that's probably destroyed and dead. And it's actually a lead in to a very interesting movie called Return to Oz, where everything's really messed up and there's decapitated people and really scary things called the Wheelers. But yeah, so sounds there's some insight.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It is. Really is.
Richie, when you were playing the Cowardly Lion, did you go full
method?
Yeah, did you go deep? Did you dye your hair?
I was full lion. No, I wore a lion costume. It was basically a big onesie. Actually, that's a
so your face just pops out.
Yeah, and then I used spirit gum and put like lion makeup on. I had the whole lion nose and everything.
Can we like post that as the picture as like the
that'd be fucking
as the
funny.
So we don't have to take a picture. That would be a lovely.
And just Photoshop Seth as Dorothy in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
We should dress up like those characters next time we play. Like,
oh,
that should be
funny.
The cover of your next album.
Just not really. Explain it.
No. Yeah,
not even mention it.
Dude, I'll totally be Dorothy. I don't give a fuck.
Be a hidden joke amongst podcast listeners.
Yeah.
And the band alike.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great having you guys on here.
Thanks.
Richie, Paul. Seth, Paul.
Yep.
It's always a pleasure.
It's weird being on the other side of the mic.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm on the same side of the mic that I usually am.
Yeah, do you have any questions for your bandmates?
Oh, hey, guys, when are you going to stop sucking?
As
soon as the titties are away from my face.
No, that's when you want to be sucking.
That's when I'll stop, is when they're away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Detachment.
Good answer.
As soon as I'm detached from the nipple.
How many shoes?
As many as I need.
Good answer.
Usually two.
You're wrong, four. Though. The answer is brown.
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 Brown shoe.
I do like brown.
Good. What can brown do for you?
Task?
Task.
It's task! Total all surface clear!
A whole lot more than purple.
If that ends up being like a fan favorite, I'm going to shoot myself.
Our next album is going to be called Letters from Nene.
Hey, Richie, what's your favorite color?
Orange.
Mine's water.
Pineapple. Like the
Paul? My favorite. Do you like things?
No.
No. We figured that out.
We already talked about that. Okay. Yeah.
Established already.
Not really my
other
thing.
Paul?
Things aren't really my thing.
I like the things that Paul likes.
Are you guys into drinking stem cells?
Sure. We've got dick and two
I'm not.
Only if they're diet.
I don't
diet
do that.
Stem cells.
Isn't there like a South Park episode where Christopher Reeves is like drinking stem cells?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's how Superman really exists. Because
he's like
of science.
Cracking babies somewhere.
Cracks their neck is like open like a Heineken. It's right. All right, well, let's end on that note and fade out with a little bit of Down the Road by the Violent High Fives.
Bye, everyone.
Time a star.